You're listening to Suzy Radio with me, Christine, and today I am so happy to be talking to UK Punk's finest, Hugh Cornwell. Hello.
Hello, Christine. How's it going?
Oh, it's going really, really well, thank you. You've brightened up my afternoon. A big Stranglers fan, a big Hugh fan, absolutely. Just wonderful. Now, you're coming to Brighton on Wednesday, the Concord 2. You're off on a tour and then you're going to a few dates in, Iceland, Germany, and then Japan next year.
Yes, Japan in February, that's right, yeah.
So this particular UK tour, are you still sticking to the tracks from Totem and Taboo, your latest album, and the Strangler stuff?
Yeah, we're peppering the most of the Totem and Taboo album with classic Strangler stuff. It's about 40% of Strangler's oldies.
Okay. Do you notice in the audience when you play the Strangler stuff that people kind of liven up a bit? It's just part of our DNA. You wrote most of the songs, and it's a testament to your skill that they still stand the test of time, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, they're bound to be a little bit more familiar because they're older songs. People are saying really very nice things about the new material too.
I think we're all the same. We get a bit lazy. We like the old stuff. Having listened to your album, Totem and Taboo, I'd say it's moody and magnificent. It kind of builds up to the title track.
I like that. Moody and magnificent.
No, it is. As soon as I heard it, I thought, that's moody in a good way. You know what I mean? The Love Me Slender I love as well. Now, this was recorded in the US.
That's right, in Chicago with Steve Albini.
Yeah, he's prolific, isn't he? Obviously, he's a musician himself. He's worked with Nirvana, The Stooges, Robert Plant, Jimmy Page. It goes on and on. Manic Street Preachers. Was that just a choice of yours to go over?
Yeah. We asked him if he wanted to work in Spain, but he didn't like the look of the studio equipment. He said, "Well, we could go somewhere else in Europe." And I said, "Well, what about you've got a studio? Why don't we come to your place?" And,
yeah.
He built the studio by hand, you know, from the beginning, so he knows it intimately. So I think we ended up in the right place to make it.
So I gather, from what I understand, he's a real perfectionist. So, yeah, he would have liked his own equipment. Although Spain would have been good because you could have sunbathed at the same time. But there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was very cold weather there, so we ended up being indoors working the whole time.
Okay. Did he get you playing poker? Because he's quite a keen poker player, isn't he?
He is indeed. I never sat down at the table with him, but I did see him fleecing his friends.
It's just as well. Yeah, you could have been seriously out of pocket if you'd just, like, carried on there.
That's right, yeah.
I know you're into cricket. I'm not. Can't talk to you about cricket, but is he into cricket? Most US people, they don't really understand cricket, do they? So.
No. It's rather like baseball is to us.
No one to talk cricket with, which is not good, but there you go. So we're looking forward to the tour, and he's supported by, I think I can say this, one of your old flames, brilliant artist, Hazel O'Connor.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a co-headline tour. I mean, my promoter suggested we get together and do this, and it just made perfect sense. I mean, go back a long way, Hazel and I, and she actually covered a Strangler song many years ago and had a hit with it, Hanging Around, a very old song from the first Strangler's album. So we're getting to perform that together at the end of the evening, which is going down very well indeed.
Oh, that will be good. Yeah, that got to number 45 in the UK charts. So she was known for The Eighth Day and Will You. Hopefully she'll sing those. And she's got obviously solo material as well, which I've heard some are very good indeed as well.
Her voice has just matured and matured, you know, as time has gone on. It's a strong voice, I tell you.
That's wonderful. I'm so looking forward to seeing you. And I caught you as well on Vintage TV with Caroline, female bass player. I'm a female bass player, so I'm kind of biased, but I thought it was very good. Was that a conscious choice? Visually, it's quite interesting, isn't it? And it's slightly different as well, maybe?
Absolutely not. It was just a case of...
She's the best.
Who was available, who could do it, do the job. And in fact, Steve, my American bass player, who was unavailable, it was his suggestion that Caroline come in, and she's done a magnificent job.
She's very, very good. Yeah, she's brilliant. Based on talent, what we like to hear.
Absolutely, and a local girl.
She is, because she's been touring widely, so she'll be glad to just pop home. So that will be nice. For those of you who don't know, you write as well. Your first novel, Window on the World, was someone who became obsessed with an artist. Arnold Drive, your latest one about a vicar. Does he question his religion? I haven't read these books. They're on my list. So he starts off as a vicar. Then does he actually question his religion in the end without giving too much away? I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, it just is what happens to him when he's let loose into the outside world, which he has no experience of course.
That sounds a good plot. He's a bit naive and that's all he's known.
Exactly. Yeah. He learns pretty fast though.
Oh, good. Well, that's absolutely brilliant. Thank you so much for the chat, and I'll be coming down to you. I wasn't aware of your gig actually, and some of my horse racing friends told me about it, so we're all coming down. We'll probably be gambling on the next Stranglers hit, which one it's going to be, so.
Fantastic. All right, well, I look forward to the show in Brighton.
Yep, I'll see you then.
Yeah, bye.
Thank you so much.